Last week, I was a little upset with the Baptist. I mean, this time of year, it's so busy. And last week, you came and put something else on my plate to do. Repent. Reconsider. Refocus. Thanks, John. It's easy for him to say. John is so righteous. He's strong and he's brave. Stands up to Pharisees and Sadducees. Calls them on account. Doesn't care about the fallout. He's only concerned with being the herald of the Messiah, to prepare his way. He knows who he is. John knows what he's all about. Truth be told, a little jealous of John the Baptist last week. I would like to be more like the Baptist. This week, I feel for John. I have empathy for John. I see the chink in the armor. The feet of clay that he has, all of the Lord's disciples have. John is in prison. He's facing the real possibility of death. And now he is starting to have questions. He's starting to have doubts. Has he wasted his life? Are you the one who is to come? Or are we to look for another? This is not the way it was supposed to be. John is expecting a Messiah to come with the vindication of God to establish the kingdom here and now, to make all things right. Now he's wondering, did he back the wrong horse? He's wondering, has he wasted his life? This isn't how it was supposed to be. Life is full of disappointments. All the plans that he had laid out are falling apart. He's wondering, questioning, just doubting his life's work. Jesus responds to John in a rather ambiguous fashion. Are you the one who is to come? Well, yes and no. Yes, John, I am the Messiah. Yes, John, the kingdom is being established. But no, John, I am not the one that you expected. I am the one that God has sent. When life is filled with disappointment, when all of those plans that we have seem to unravel, we stand with John and we have our own questions. We know how John responded to Jesus. Or at least we can guess the conclusions that John reached. Since Jesus says of him, I solemnly assure you, no one born of women is greater than John the Baptist. But Jesus also anticipates your response, my response, when we feel like life is in a whirlwind and we're just lost and questioning. He knows how we're going to respond because he says, but the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than the Baptist.